ईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि धन्न सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
Shri Sai Ram, we offer our loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, today is a day of immense significance. It is a day of sweet remembrance. It is a day when we celebrate devotion. It is the day when we laud the Lord's compassion. It is the day when one of the most exemplar devotees of the Lord, who exemplified what devotion is, what undiluted, unsullied devotion is, the Lord's pet elephant, Sai Gita, merged at his lotus feet. In this month of May, 7 years ago, Swami was in Kodaikanal. On the 18th of May, Swami brought his Kodai trip to an abrupt halt and returned to Prashantinilayam. As he was driving in, he stopped on the road near Sai Geeta's home. And that day, when the Lord saw Sai Geeta, it was a look of concern. It was not the usual delightful dance of ecstasy, which was always the scene when Sai Geeta and Swami met. Sai Geeta too was very subdued. On the 19th and 20th of May, Sai Geeta did not take food. In fact, she had not been eating for the last 15 days. On the 21st, as Peddireddy Garu, her caretaker, was giving her bath, as she tried to lift her foot, she collapsed, and she tried for the next 3-4 hours to get up, but in vain. In the evening, the message was sent to Bhagwan of the sad news that Sai Geeta lay lifeless. After the evening bhajan, Swami sent Brother Satyajit with a bowl of payasam with instructions that it should be fed to Sai Geeta. And Peddireddy Garu was absolutely bewildered. How do you feed payasam to a lifeless body? But following Swami's instructions, he just opened Sai Geeta's mouth and placed the payasam and just sent a silent prayer to Bhagwan. On 22nd morning, Bhagwan was there at Sai Geeta's home early, 6:37 he was there, and as he got out of his car, he went straight, called out, "Geeta, Geeta," and he poured a huge quantity of vibhuti onto her mouth, and he personally closed her eyes and said, "Geeta, you want to go? Go happily." In the legends, we have heard of the story of Gajendra Moksha, but in the Kali Yuga avatar, this was the occasion when we saw Gajarani Moksha. Never before in the history of Satya Sai avatar have we ever come across an occasion, an instance when Bhagwan was there at the funeral, not for 4 minutes or 10 minutes, but for 4 long hours. From 7 o'clock till 12:30, Bhagwan was there at the funeral. He was directing every little detail. He returned only at 12:30. And that is after he had again put vibhuti on the samadhi of Sai Geeta. In fact, on that morning, 22nd, as Bhagwan was getting out of his car, he held on to Peddireddy Garu's hand, and in deep sorrow, he said, "We have lost a great devotee. I will never find a devotee like this again. I have lost a great devotee. I have lost a great devotee." This is what Bhagwan kept on saying. And this is the precise reason why we are observing this day. The Satya Sai Sai Geeta Prema Katha needs to be told and retold, because it is not only inspiring, it is truly liberating.
The week following that, you know, it was the day when the university had opened, the fresh students had come in, and Bhagwan decided to bless all the students and teachers with a visit to the institute, where he would address the first moral class of the semester, of the year. And during the course of his discourse, Swami did refer to Sai Geeta several times. But one of the most profound statements that Swami made was, as he was speaking about Sai Geeta, you know, Brother Bishu narrated as to how Swami had become emotional and sorrowful. Even that day, as Swami became emotional and sorrowful, he clarified so beautifully. He said, "When you see me like this, you think that Swami is sorrowful. This is not sorrow. This is Vatsalyam. And what is Vatsalyam? Vatsalyam is the love the mother feels towards a child. Sai Geeta was truly Swami's daughter in that sense. And she has been his daughter since 1962. When as a little baby calf, little calf, she came to Swami. During a Khedda operation, a Khedda is a kind of activity that is done to trap elephants. Wild elephants are, with drum beats, they are pushed towards pits which have been dug so that the elephants fall in it and get trapped, and then they are domesticated. All the kings of India used to do this in order to obtain domestic elephants. During one such Khedda operation in the state of Mysore in 1962, an unfortunate incident happened where a female elephant on delivering a baby died. And that baby was Sai Geeta. She might have lost her mother, but she was not an orphan, for she got the greatest mother in the whole universe, our dear Swami. And Swami brought that little calf here to Prashanthi Nilayam. And you know what? All the babies suckle their thumbs. We don't know whether baby Satya, Swami, suckled his thumb, but Sai Geeta definitely suckled Swami's thumb, for he himself said in a discourse how he fed her honey to do the Annaprasa. And then Sai Geeta was housed in a little shed right over here, and she would be the first one to have darshan every day. Early in the morning she would do pradakshina around the mandir and the devotees would follow her. She was an example for all the devotees, and Bhagwan would come for darshan from here and he would go straight to Sai Geeta. And to Sai Geeta he would feed her directly in the mouth, because she doesn't want to accept it in her trunk. And she prostrates to Swami, garlands him, and then only permits him to go for darshan. And you know what? Swami used to also grant interviews to Sai Geeta. Swami and Sai Geeta, only two of them in the interview room here. It went on for a few days. After that, Swami stopped granting interviews. Not because he was upset with Sai Geeta or he wanted to give her the cold treatment, but simply because even with both doors open, Sai Geeta would not fit into the interview room. So the venue of the interview shifted to her shed. And when she grew bigger, a new shed had to be made. And that shed was made straight down here, where today we see the Rama, Lakshmana, Sita statues. A tin shed was to be made and Swami was supervising all the details for that shed to be erected. Now the engineer who made this shed, he made a mistake unknowingly. What he did was, he built the entrance facing the east, this side. Now Sai Geeta had a wall on the south, so she could not see Swami when he comes for darshan. And that was when the gentle, calm, peaceful, serene Sai Geeta showed what is her might. We often hear Swami say that an elephant does not know its own strength. Sai Geeta knew her strength. She made everyone aware of her strength when within a few hours she raised down the entire shed to the dust. And when people thought that, she is angry or something, Swami said, it is not anger. She is just pining to have my darshan. She could not have my darshan. That is why she did this. And when the shed was built facing the south, facing Swami's darshan hall, Sai Geeta was back to her sweet, loving, calm self. That has been, this is just a brief, but that has been Sai Geeta's life. A life of pining incessantly for Swami and Swami alone.
With what we heard of how Sai Geeta came to Swami, we would not be wrong in thinking that she was just one lucky elephant, wasn't she? Of all the many who were orphaned, I think even now many get orphaned, but she got the opportunity to be picked up by Swami and to be brought up by Swami as her own daughter. Didn't she just get lucky? One of the greatest scientists of our times, Louis Pasteur, explaining serendipity in scientific inventions and discoveries, he says, fortune favors a trained mind. If I were to bring the same analysis in that relationship between a devotee and the Lord, I could say fortune favors the focused mind. Yes, she was blessed. Yes, she was showered with Swami's love. But the way she responded to that love, the way she responded to that motherly love of Swami with that focus, that is why we are standing here talking about her, because that is why she is a perfect example of a devotee for us all to emulate. Some of the students were sharing once, the students of the hostel had made a beautiful pond in the hostel for Swami, It was the occasion of the Krishna Janmashtami. And they'd come and prayed to Swami that Swami should come and inaugurate that little pond with a few little fish and a small rock garden which was made there. Swami, in all mercy, conceded, and after the celebrations in the mandir, came to the hostel, spent some time in that garden with the boys who had worked hard to bring it up into some shape. After having interacted with the students, Swami came out. Just to give you a brief of the scene that day, 350-400 boys in the hostel surrounding Swami, the entire main road filled with devotees eager to see Swami even as he would come out of the hostel. And right across the road on that shed, which we all knew as Sai Geeta's home for many years, was Sai Geeta waiting for a lord. Swami stepped out of the hostel, stood at the entrance of the hostel, looked so lovingly towards that shed of Sai Geeta and said, "Geeta, Geeta." A call which even the boy in the fourth row behind wouldn't have heard. Swami just called out to her, "Geeta," and the next moment they found that the gate was flung open and this massive devotee of the Lord coming running towards Swami. And that's when they realized that even proportionally her devotion also was so large for Swami. Because her focus was so much on Swami, it is said that in the depths of silence you hear the voice of the Lord. Because she was constantly in that silence within, even the whisper of the Lord could be heard by her. And that focus is what we are celebrating today. And that focus of Sai Geeta is what has made her one of the best devotees we have come to know.
If a devotee feels for the Lord in every cell of his being and pines for the Lord in every thought, word and deed, then his mind and his will become one. And then the Lord too pines for the devotee, just as the devotee pines for the Lord. It was way back in the early 80s in Vrindavan. Swami used to stay in the old bungalow then. One night, perhaps it was late in the midnight, Sri Ram Brahmam, the then caretaker of Swami, caretaker of the Vrindavan ashram, suddenly heard a noise coming from the outside. It was sort of a hissing sound, and when he looked out of his window into the dark, all he could see was the trunk moving about in the darkness. And not knowing what it was, and hearing the sound, he was frightened. And at the same instant, Swami suddenly walked into the room, and Sri Ram Brahmam blurted out, "Swami, something has come." Swami smiled, calmed him down and said, "No, don't worry, it is just Sai Geeta who has come." Sai Geeta had gone all the way to Vrindavan ashram in search of her Lord. Swami opened the door and then pacified her divine hunger, which is darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. And then, although it was late in the midnight, Swami waited and made sure all the arrangements were made for her to stay in the ashram, and only then retired into his room. Such was the devotion of Sai Geeta, and such was Swami's love for her. It is said that when a devotee has pure and unsullied love for the Lord, then the Lord goes out of his way to fulfill the needs of the devotee. On another occasion, when Sai Geeta was sick, Swami personally sent Sri Chiranjeevi Rao Garu, the then caretaker of Prashantinilayam Ashram, with Vibhuti and asked him to deliver it to her personally. Not only that, Swami would often inquire to him, "Is she fed with the sugarcane leaves?" And Sai Geeta liked sugarcane leaves, and Swami too knew that. And sugarcane leaves were not very easily obtainable in Prashantinilayam those days. But Swami would say that, "See, she is an animal. She cannot express herself explicitly. It is our duty that we must give her what she wants, because she will not be able to express herself. That was the unique bond which Swami shared with Sai Geeta. Now, let us all remember our Divine Lord, who is love personified. For just as Sai Geeta always remembered Swami, what else is our mind, are our mind and senses for, if not for remembering Him and basking in His glory?
Bhagwan, in the first poem, elucidates why these eyes are given for. The eyes are given not merely for just seeing whatever we want. It is to have the glory and the grandeur of the divine darshan. Sai Gita is a beautiful example for this. Sai Gita had always yearned to have the darshan of the Lord. And whenever she saw Swami, the joy, the happiness that she expressed always reminded us that she followed whatever Swami had told.
Bhagwan, in the second poem, tells us the purpose of this ears. The ears are given to us not to hear all the unnecessary chatter and the gossip, but to hear to the stories and the glory of the Lord. Sai Gita has always yearned and craved to hear to sweet words of Swami and converse with Him.
The intellect, as Bhagwan says, is the gift of God, not to devise strategies how to earn wealth and amass wealth, but it is to understand and realize the purpose and the ultimate truth that this life is temporary and ephemeral. Sai Gita, all through her life, had only focused and had her aim as Swami, Bhagwan. She always pined for the Bhagwan's darshan and basked always in His divine love.
In this way, she rose to the level of a true devotee.
Indeed, Sai Gita is a role model for all humans to emulate.
Sai
Jai Sai Ram.
One of the most revealing and eye-opening events in the life of Sai Gita happened sometime in the late 80s. Some of the government forest officials and elders of the ashram suggested to Swami that Sai Gita has now come of age and it is time she is sent to the jungle because this is the period of her life when she should breed, otherwise she could get aggressive. Swami was not convinced with this notion, but reluctantly he agreed, and Sai Gita was thus sent to the Mudumalai forest, a 13-day long journey with two caretakers. And these two mahouts later informed Bhagwan how Sai Gita, once in the forest, never allowed any elephant to come near her, let alone looking at any male elephant and thinking of him as her companion. They tried to surround her with elephant calves so that will probably interest her in creating a family. But she would wait for the moment when the mouths are not watching and quietly push those elephant calves away. The most amazing thing is, in the nights, Sai Gita would break the chains and would start walking to Puttaparthi. When the mouse would not find her in the morning, they would go looking for her, following her footsteps, and they would find her 5 or 6 kilometers away. She would be walking on the road to Puttaparthi. And this happened every other night. 3 months of such ordeal for Sai Gita. And finally the mouths communicated to Bhagwan, Swami, Sai Gita is not interested in anything else. Please permit us to come back to Prashantinilayam. And Swami acceded to their request. And finally, she was happy that she was back in Prashantinilayam. But the story does not end there. In fact, the drama begins now. A veterinary doctor checked Sai Gita and he pronounced, Sai Gita is pregnant. And the ashram was abuzz with excitement. Finally, Sai Gita is going to become a mother. We are going to have a baby elephant and so on. And Swami added spice to the drama by saying, we must have a fence around Sai Gita's shed because she needs additional privacy now. Then one day Swami took Professor Kasturi along with him and went to the Sai Gita shed and told Professor Kasturi, Kasturi, can you see? Can you see Sai Gita? In Sai Gita's stomach, there's a baby rolling. Can you see? And the ideal obedient devotee that Professor Kasturi was, he simply nodded in affirmation. And the veterinary doctor then had the countdown, 4 weeks now, 3 weeks now, 2 weeks, and Sai Gita is going to become a mother. 1 week, 7 days, 4 days, 3 days. And everybody is waiting, what is going to happen now? The moment, whole Prashanti was waiting, and the veterinary doctor finally comes out and puts on a long face and says, I'm sorry, Sai Gita is not pregnant. And Swami must have had a hearty laugh. He allowed this whole drama to happen. But what is most significant is what Bhagwan said after this event. Swami said, Sai Gita is a Shuddha Brahmacharini. She's pure and pristine and perfect celibate. She has come for me. She will have nothing to do with anyone else in the world. Those were the words of Bhagwan. In the Ramayana, you hear of the Agni Pariksha of Sita. To me, this seems like that sort of an Agni Pariksha that Sai Gita had to undergo so that the whole world knows who Sai Gita is and what is truly the purpose of her life.
The sad thing about English language is that it doesn't have some of the translations for Sanskrit words. A Brahmacharini is translated as a celibate. But if we go to the Sanskrit root, it means a being who is focused only on the Brahman. That is the supreme goal of one's life. We may applaud and cheer when we hear about Sai Gita's stories, but if we translate it into our lives, what does it mean to have God as the first priority? You know, we may state that we have Swami as the first priority, but in those times of financial crisis when we are struggling to have a rupee in our pocket, if Swami comes and says, now do you want money or do you want me? Whom will we choose? A question to think about. And then next, suppose our friends desert us, there is misunderstanding in the family, we are left all alone, we have nobody, no friends, no family, no relatives, and we are alone in the world. And that time if Swami comes and asks us, do you want family and relationships or do you want me? Whom will we choose? Going one step further, when we are depressed and when we lose our self-respect in society, when everybody is mocking us, when our self-respect has been shredded into pieces, at that time if Swami comes and asks, do you want your self-respect or do you want me? Whom will we choose? The glory of Sai Gita is that in any occasion, any case, whether it is food, whether it is sleep, whether it is anything, she chose Swami, Swami, and only Swami. And this is not something you have to accept because we are stating it. This is something which Swami himself said. It was during one visit. You know, whenever Swami would set out, in the later years there was a convoy, there was a police siren, there would be sevadals running along Swami's car. But those days there was nothing. The only way the students in the hostel would make out that Swami is coming is because Sai Gita comes running out of her enclosure. God knows how she understands, but she has that inside inner connect. It was one such day when Sai Gita came running out and all the students gathered because Swami's car slowed down and stopped and Swami got out of the car. One more thing that would often happen, those who have seen will understand, whenever Sai Gita sees Swami, she becomes so happy. And as Swami said, she is not able to express like you and me in words. The only thing that happens is water comes from her eyes and she begins urinating in excitement. And that is what exactly happened on that day. Water, tears from her eyes and Sai Gita urinating in excitement that her dear Lord, the goal of her life, that little orange form that is so close to her heart is there with her. And when this happened, being the road, you know, that urine splashed and it started falling. So all the boys took 2 steps back. But Swami continued to fondle and feed Gita. And those urine drops fell on Swami's own robe. At the end of it, you know, the statement that Swami made, so poignant, so profound. It is something that we should really mull over. Swami said, you are moving away. If you drink a cup of that urine, maybe you will get an iota of her devotion. Sai Geeta's devotion is not praised by the saints, is not praised by any mortal. Swami said that this is true devotion, and I wish I have a devotee like her. We have heard of pets, you know, pets being friends for humans. We have heard of pets being as stress busters. Cats are stress busters. Dog is a man's best friend. But Swami defines a best friend is he who turns you Godward. And that is what Sai Geeta did throughout her life. Anybody who saw Sai Geeta felt love for Swami. All her life was spent only for Swami. And whoever saw Sai Geeta, fed Sai Geeta, played with Sai Geeta, always remembered Swami. And that is why she is no less than a great saint.
It would be quite a gross understatement to call Sai Geeta a pet, though we are referring to her over and over again as Swami's pet elephant. We as students, when we used to go out to the stadium for our games, the most imposing image in front of us was that Hanuman statue which was there. And Swami would often say, I have placed that Hanuman statue right on top of that hill so that you would be inspired by his active devotion. You know, his devotion of him ready to go out and do anything for his Lord. May you all be inspired by that devotion of Hanuman. On another occasion when Swami was talking to some students, Swami said, do you have any idea why I have placed Sai Geeta right opposite the hostel? The boys were looking to Swami for an answer. Swami said, so that you all will look at her, see her every day and be inspired to love me like she loved me. She loves me. That is why we are talking of Sai Geeta as one amongst us. Or rather, we should be priding ourselves too much to be comparing ourselves with her, because her devotion was so supreme. We spoke of the occasions when Swami would go out for a drive and Sai Geeta would come out, and along with all of us, she also would pine and crave for that darshan. But on one occasion, something very different happened. Swami set out for a drive. The students came out of the hostel, waiting to have a glimpse of Swami. Sai Geeta too came out. But on that day, she was not that excited, happy self of her, I mean, what she was usually known to be. Swami's car slowed down when it came near Sai Geeta's shed. Sai Geeta came out, and instead of trumpeting in joy, Sai Geeta put her trunk right on the bonnet of Swami's car and put it quite heavily, giving a strong message to Swami. And the Mahout came out. They all tried to take Sai Geeta away because she was blocking the route, but Sai Geeta would not budge. She put her trunk right on the bonnet and she would not move an inch. Finally, Swami had to open the door, come out, and then a beautiful conversation started between Sai Geeta and Swami. Sai Geeta, I have to go, give way. Geeta, I have to go, give way. And she was hushing and puffing in anger maybe, but she was not ready to remove her trunk from the bonnet. This endearing conversation happened for a couple of minutes, then finally Swami said, okay Geeta, I am not going. And Swami turned, and the moment Swami said, okay Geeta, I'm not going, she removed her trunk from the bonnet and she trumpeted and she touched Swami's feet and took Padnamaskar. The boys were standing there, were wondering, what is happening? What is this weird interaction which is happening between this devotee and the Lord? It was then that Swami turned towards the devotees and Swami said, today, actually I was planning to go to Bangalore. Sai Geeta sensed it. That is why she has come to stop me. The boys were shocked because nobody had a clue that Swami was traveling to Bangalore that day. There was no news, there was no rumor, but Sai Geeta knew when Swami was planning to travel. And that is the connect a devotee has with her Lord. That is the devotee's connect which happens when there is absolute focus, when there is no other thought but when you're thinking only of the Lord. After Sai Geeta's passing away, after a couple of days, Swami came to the Institute auditorium. The references made to what Swami told in that discourse which he delivered then. One thing which Swami said then was very, very profound and very revealing about this devotee of the Lord. Swami said, Sai Geeta knew that I was leaving. That is why she wanted to leave before me. This Sai Geeta, whom we call the pet elephant of Swami, she not only knew when Swami was silently slipping away to Bangalore, she also knew when Swami was silently making plans to leave all of us. That was her devotion. She was not a pet elephant. She was not a devotee, but she was a saint. Because she too had a fair bit of tribulations. As it was explained, she was living here. She was the neighbor of Swami. Then she was living there, where you have the Ram Lakshman statue. Then she was shifted to Gokulam. And then she was shifted to her residence opposite the hostel. Her proximity also was drawn away from her. Her ability to see Swami every day was also drawn away from her, but her focus was always Swami. And that was what made her dear to Swami, and that was what has made us to look up to her and say, "Oh dear Sai Geeta, can we have one drop of that devotion which you had for us, Swami? We would be so dear to us, Swami."
If Swami was always extolled as love in action, Sai Geeta was devotion in action. Among his millions of devotees across the globe, if Swami often pointed out to one particular devotee and asked his remaining devotees and students to emulate that devotee, it was Sai Geeta. On many occasions, Swami would just point at her and tell all his students and devotees, "Be like her. Get a little of her devotion." Such was the exemplary devotion of this elephant. I remember on that very discourse which Swami gave in the Institute Auditorium, he said, "If you remember the intense love that Sai Geeta has for me, and develop such noble qualities, I will take you close to my heart. You need not do anything else." That was the perfection with which Sai Geeta loved Swami. Just like Lord Hanuman, who was born a mere monkey and rose to the heights of Supreme Godhead because of his devotion to Lord Sri Rama, our beloved Sai Geeta rose to the level of Supreme Godhead with her unsurpassed devotion. Lord Sri Krishna gave to the world Bhagavad Gita, the celestial song, by which he instilled in man the wisdom to lead a life of perpetual harmony. Our Divine Lord, too, gave us, through the life and story of his instrument, our beloved Sai Geeta, that wisdom to live a life of supreme love. If we ruminate over her story, we realize that she was an epitome of monumental love. And just like the various institutions which Swami has built, her life, her love for Swami was an institution by itself, an institution of monumental love. How much ever we try to express her love for Swami in mere words, it wouldn't suffice, for her love was beyond the realms of human communication. Perhaps a visual representation of her love would be a better option. So we now have a video representation of Sai Geeta's legacy. It was shown to Swami a few years ago and Swami was very moved by it. Now the video representation.
Satya Sai Bhagavanu Ninu Vittava Satya Sai Bhagavanu Ninu Vittava Ninu Vittava
So Sai Geeta's residence had to be moved from here to where the Rama statue is, and then to Gokulam, and then in front of the Satya Sai senior boys hostel. But when Bhagwan wanted to construct the indoor stadium, again there was a need to move her, because that shed had to give place to the stadium. And on that occasion, Swami called Peddareddy Garu and said, "This time we will not construct a shed. This time, oka pedda bhuvanam, a big beautiful mansion is what we have to construct. That is not all." Swami said, it not only has to be big and beautiful, but Swami said, it has to be a permanent mansion. When Peddareddy Garu heard that word, he thought perhaps this is the last time that Sai Geeta will have to move to another location. He had no clue. This happened 6 months before May 2007. And Peddareddy Garu has been there looking after Sai Geeta by Bhagwan's blessings for more than 2 decades. He came to Bhagwan in the 70s. He was a postgraduate in physics. He was a faculty member in physics in the Sambalpur University in Orissa. And inspired by Bhagwan, And once Bhagwan granted him that permission, he moved to Prashantilayam and he worked in the library, he worked in the canteen, he worked in the planetarium. And when he was working in the planetarium, that was the time Bhagwan one day called him and said, Pedaredi, why don't you also look after Sai Geeta? And that is how his journey with Sai Geeta began. And for those of you who do not know, till this day, today he is sitting here, but all the years when he was looking after Sai Geeta, he never entered Sai Kulwanthal to sit for Bhagwan's darshan. For him, that responsibility, that chance of looking after Sai Geeta was so much a precious opportunity that he was there all the time, either looking after Sai Geeta or on the spare time looking after the affairs in the canteen where he served as a manager for many years. Today, he is 75. His monthly expenditure is not more than 50 rupees. He cuts his own hair, washes his own clothes, and is hale, hearty, and extremely happy. I asked him, sir, all these years you missed so many things. You are all the time busy only looking after Sai Geeta. Don't you feel that you missed something? Don't you feel that perhaps you should also go to Badrinath, Kedarnath and see something? Don't you feel that you should also perhaps experience something else in life? He has never moved out of the Prashantinilayam from beyond the Sai Geeta. Not an inch. For 40 years, his world has been Prashantinilayam, canteen and the Sai Geeta shed. I asked him, sir, don't you think you are missing something in life? He just laughed and said, what is greater in life than Bhagwan? I have got Bhagwan. I have got his love. I have got the chance to serve Bhagwan's devotee. By Bhagwan's grace, let me tell you this. I have no desires today in my mind. Absolutely no desires. I am so happy. If you can believe me, I am in peace. I'm in absolute peace. I have no desires. I'm only reveling on the beautiful moments that Swami has given me and the chance to serve his beloved devotee who has taught me so many things. I have learned devotion from Sai Geeta. I now request, it's my honor to request Sri Pedaredi Garu to pay floral tributes to Bhagwan. Just like Bhagwan, as Lord Krishna enacted the beautiful play with the Gopikas and Gopalas in Vrindavan, just to demonstrate to us what is divine love, to put mankind onto the path of love in the Kali Yuga. It was Sai Geeta, the Lord's instrument, to demonstrate, exemplify and inspire us to walk on that path. The prema pravaham, the ceaseless flow of love of Bhagwan continues so beautifully, so fascinatingly. We will conclude today's presentation with a visual representation of this unmatched, mystifying, unsurpassable prema pravaham, the flow, divine flow of pure love of Bhagwan. After this visual representation, we will have the opportunity to listen to Bhagwan's discourse, listen to his divine voice singing a bhajan, and then we will conclude with regular bhajans and arati. Thank you so much for your patient listening. Jai Sai Ram.
ಜಂತುಗಳ ಮೀದಲು ದಯಾಜವರದ మీరు చూస్తుంటారు హాస్టల్లో ఉంటారు పిల్లలు.
యూ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద హాస్టల్ యూఆర్ వాచింగ్.
ఆ యొక్క మార్గంలో ఒక ఎన్నో వేల కార్లు పోతుంటాయి వస్తుంటాయి.
ఇన్ దట్ రోడ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ కార్స్ విల్ బి పాసింగ్.
దాని ప్రక్కనే ఉంటుంది అది సాయి గీత.
సాయి గీత ఇస్ జస్ట్
అది లక్ష్యం చేయదు.
ఇట్ డజంట్ కేర్ ఫర్ ఎనీవన్ ఆఫ్
యూ. చెప్పక చేయకుండా నేను కారు అటువైపు వాసన పడుతుంది ఒకే అరుస్తూ బయటకు వచ్చేసేస్తుంది.
ఈ వితౌట్ టెలింగ్ ఎనీవన్ వెన్ సాయి గోస్ ఇన్ ద కార్ ఇన్ దట్ రోడ్ వితౌట్ ఇట్ స్టార్ట్స్ రోడింగ్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ స్వామి
రజ విశ్వాసం.
దాట్ ఈస్ ది ఫెయిత్.
రజవనగా బలమైనటువంటి యొక్క విశ్వాసం.
ఎలిఫెంట్స్ ఫెయిత్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ స్ట్రాంగ్.
బలమైనటువంటి తెలివి.
ఇట్ హెస్ గాట్ ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్
బలమైన ప్రేమ.
ఇట్ హెస్ గాట్ స్ట్రాంగ్ లవ్.
అటు ఇటు ఊగేటువంటిది కాదు.
దట్ లవ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ వేవరింగ్.
క్షణానికి కదిలేటువంటిది కాదు.
లవ్ విచ్ డజన్ గో ఆన్ వేవరింగ్ అండ్ చేంజింగ్.
నిరంతరము మారేటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇట్ డజన్ చేంజ్.
అట్టి తెలివితేటలు అట్టి విశ్వాసము అట్టి యొక్క గాఢమైనటువంటి యొక్క నమ్మకము ఉండినటువంటి దానికే గజముఖము అని పేరు.
గోవిందం గోవిందం భజ గోవిందం గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే గోవిందం గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే సంప్రాప్తే సన్నిహితే కాలే సంప్రాప్తే సన్నిహితే కాలే నకి నకి రాచతిడు
జవరదా కమలేశ శ్రీ సాయి రామ సాయి
Krishna Jai Gopal Bal Bal Radha Krishna Jai Daya Karo Bhagavan Shankar Daya Karo Bhagavan
Thank you. Sukhino
bhavantu samasta lokaah sukhino